First Nations communities are invited by the New South Wales government to have their say on the draft of the Aboriginal Water Strategy. The strategy aims to ensure that Aboriginal people are involved in the decision-making, planning and management of water resources in New South Wales. NITV Radio spoke to Shani Jones, the Director of Aboriginal Programs at the New South Wales Department of Climate Change, Energy, the Environment and Water, about the strategy and the talks that are being held across New South Wales. Hello and thank you for joining us, Shani.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Shani, can you please tell us a bit more about yourself, who your people are and what is your role in the New South Wales government?
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm Shani Jones. I'm a Cubby Cubby Waka Waka woman. So from Southeast Queensland, where my grandmother and great-grandmother were taken to Sherbourg Mission. However, I was born on Kaurna country, which is in Adelaide, and I've had the wonderful opportunity to grow up in Dharawal country, Wadi Wadi nation here on the south coast, but proudly called Bidjigal and Gadigal country my home in Sydney. And thank you. I, as the director of the Aboriginal Water Program, I'm really excited to be able to continue to co-design the first New South Wales Aboriginal Water Strategy with community and with my peers, because for me, you know, it's really important that, you know, I understand the cultural significance of water to Aboriginal people. So I'm really excited to be on the ground to chat and to yarn face to face with mob and community about something that's also really important to me, to be able to look at that reciprocity.
Shani, please, what is the water strategy? What can we understand under the term?
The Aboriginal Water Strategy basically is a tool. It's an opportunity and a roadmap to improve access, water access to water for cultural and economic purposes for Aboriginal people. So from 2018 to 2023, involving more than 75 workshops during our engagement on water resource planning and regional water strategies, the team have come up with a draft Aboriginal water strategy that was co-designed with Aboriginal communities. So we're really looking to re-engage with Aboriginal communities to make sure, you know, whether we've got this tool right, is it fit for purpose, and whether or not there needs to be any changes.
Mm. And so what were the results of these talks, if we can maybe summarize it?
We had 75 workshops with peak Aboriginal communities and community groups. And basically there was an agreed consensus on six overarching kind of principles and aspirations, which are really important to Aboriginal people. So the kind of the key highlights are really looking at culture, health and well-being, caring for country, meaningful engagement, economic benefit, shared culture and environmental benefits. So really overarching principles that are really important to Aboriginal people as kind of headliners to look at how the draft Aboriginal strategy was developed.
Mm. And now the communities are invited to meetings that will start from July 23rd. What will be discussed in those meetings?
It's a great question. The team will be looking at the draft objectives and actions. So we're really looking at what is the vision for the Aboriginal Water Strategy. So we'll be taking a much deeper dive with community in more of an informal sharing, yarning circle way to really kind of test those ideas and assumptions around the draft objectives and actions. So, you know, we will have butcher's paper, pens, post-it notes, and really being able to kind of interrogate the community's wishes on what's really important, you know, for water around them. So we really want to be able to identify those barriers and existing water management frameworks so that we can review those and look at two-way knowledge sharing for Aboriginal communities and the department. So we really want to also promote awareness of water access. So it's really important for us to kind of interrogate the ideas that we have, really look at the gaps, and then be able to kind of come back to the community and to the department with, you know, a draft strategy.
And is it still possible to join, or how can our listeners join if they're interested?
Oh, absolutely. So whilst it's a very long website, if you just Google in the New South Wales Aboriginal Water Strategy, it will come up to the homepage where you can click on the map of New South Wales, and across the icons there are 52 locations on country where community members can register at a local venue. So, yeah, we'll be on the road.
And my last question, what are the next steps after the meetings?
So once we have worked with our consultant, we'll be consolidating all of the feedback. So we will have what we call a what you heard report. It's basically the synthesis and the outcomes of the report. Obviously, you know, we have consent in terms of that two-way learning and reciprocity with what we're gathering. And then we'll be able to finalise the draft strategy. And we're looking by the end of the year to have that signed up by the minister before releasing early in 2025.
Thank you so much, Shani, for talking to us and telling us more about the Aboriginal Water Strategy and the yarns that are going to be held in New South Wales.
Thank you.